This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week of August 18th to the 22nd. 5 days of lots of great conversation on your favorite news talk radio station. There are about a thousand stations that are programming this format, thus the import of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers TV. Michael Harrison is the chief cook and bottle washer there, and he goes through every week the top 10 items, the top topics of the week, and the people that are getting our attention. So, Michael, let's get started with that list, and then we'll go to a couple of different places as we do each week, trying to get sort of a whiplash on the conversation, if you will.
You got it. Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball activity and preseason NFL action. At number 9, the Russian-Ukraine aggression story continues to get conversation. At number 8, the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, which has become somewhat of a national obsession and certainly for a very important cause. I know you were involved in it, and I'd like to talk to you about that when we get to it.
Yep.
At number 7, we have the U.S. immigration policy conversation, and that's tied with the connected border crisis. We have at number 6 more conversation about Ebola pandemic fears and lingering conversation in the aftermath of the tragic death of Robin Williams. Lots of psychology being discussed. The Israel-Gaza warfare is at 5. At number 4, Rick Perry's indictment, big political story. At number 3, the 2016 presidential race, and that's tied with U.S. economic indicators, and they're kind of related. At number 2, we have the Ferguson shooting and civil unrest, and that would have been number 1, but the ISIS story went to the top because of that horrific beheading of James Foley, and that's tied with U.S.-Iraq policy at number 1. The most talked about people populating these stories at number 10, Vladimir Putin. At number 9, George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. At number 8, Robin Williams. At number 7, Rand Paul, Mitt Romney, Ted Cruz, and Elizabeth Warren all tied, part of the discussion of the forthcoming presidential election, forthcoming in 2 years. At number 6, Benjamin Netanyahu. At number 5, the aforementioned Governor Rick Perry. Number 4, Hillary. Number 3, Michael Brown. Number 2, James Foley. And number 1, Barack Obama. And that's a snapshot of the conversation on News Talk Radio across America this past week.
All right, so Michael, oftentimes we get involved in the heaviness of the discourse, and we talk about how heavy it is, the issues. Certainly, there's nothing except a very serious intention when discussing what happened to Mr. Foley, all of the problems in Ferguson, Missouri this week. When you get to number 4, the Rick Perry indictment, there's a bit of fun or amusing sort of anecdotal stuff. If you followed this, you know that Perry turned himself in to be arrested and booked, had on his famous new glasses that a lot of people have paid attention to, got the mugshot looking like, instead of a mugshot, looked like a candidate photo to me, anyway. When he went into the sheriff's office or police department to turn himself in, he was there for about 20 minutes to get booked. He brought a couple of his lawyers with him that I'm sure the state of Texas is paying for. He glad-handed the officers. They had lots of fun laughing and scratching about this. So even though he was indicted, nobody is taking that very seriously. And yet it's gotten him a lot of attention. And as you mentioned, there are people who are really all over the presidential race. And the names that you brought forth, Elizabeth Warren, Ted Cruz, Romney, Rand Paul, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Perry is positioning himself, I believe, to be a very strong contender again in 2016 for the presidential sweepstakes. You agree?
Well, in his mind, yeah. I don't know how strong a contender he can actually be.
Yeah, not much.
But, yeah. I mean, there are people who take Rick Perry very seriously. Unfortunately for Rick Perry, most of them live in Texas.
Yeah.
He has a very, very murky image outside of Texas, and I think most Americans think of him as the guy that went off on those rambling non sequiturs and muddy thinking in the debates. Do you remember?
I couldn't remember things that were part of his talking points, and we all get into that. I think the news media is very critical. I'm not a fan, but I think we're so critical. We have the news media has gotten us to the point of every nuance, everything that could, things, we all have warts and moles.
Sometimes, you know, we all don't run for president.
No, and, I mean, that's right. You're under the, listen, spotlight.
I personally, this is my personal feeling now. This is not my professional feeling. This is my personal feeling. My personal feeling is anybody who declares that they want to be president should, you know, be evaluated for insanity.
Any
normal human being should be embarrassed to have such hubris and arrogance to think that they could solve the unsolvable problems and the insurmountable tasks that go with that job. It's crazy. That being said, again, that's just my own personal take on it.
Yeah.
When they go out there on those debates, and you realize that most of them are either extremely extreme, pandering to a special segment of the population, or not terribly bright about all the issues that you're supposed to know if you're going to be president. Some of the early, you know, the early going in the presidential elections when you have like 12 candidates on the CNN stage all running for the, you know, the primary, it reminds me of the early going of American Idol. It starts as a comedy and then it ends as a real talent show.
Mm-hmm.
And the early out, when there's so many contenders and so many candidates, each one winning a different straw poll or something and having a moment in the sun, it's like a freak show. And
that's so sage. I never really thought about it. You always do this though. You come up with, you put two things together. Like you just have, it's sort of a fun romp through foolishness in the tryouts, as you're suggesting, and then it gets down to serious competition at the end. Yeah, I mean, and that maybe is a, we could have American Idol. Why don't we just disband the normal political process and let's have American Idol for the presidents? Let's have, let America decide by watching them every week on television for 16 weeks or 10 weeks or whatever it is.
It should be
every
shorter,
Wednesday
it
night.
Should be speeches.
Yeah.
And there should be a heavy investigation on the part of the press about the background of all these candidates.
Mm-hmm.
So then in a 2 or 3 month period, you get to see them in action, you get to hear their proposals, and you get to learn about their backgrounds, and that's it. And that's it.
But what do we not know about Hillary Clinton? Come on. There's not anything that hasn't been unearthed since 1992. 22 years this woman has been in the focus. Who's going to come up with something new? The dirt's there. It's already out there. And that's what I think she has going for her. She's already combated all of these various things. People have made up their mind about her long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not much that people can try to cook up. And the other candidates do not have that kind of visibility. I think that's why she's in the catbird seat.
Well, she's in a good position, no question. And she's playing it all right.
Yeah.
You know, she distanced herself a little bit from Obama.
Yeah,
she has not declared her candidacy.
No. Well, maybe she has. This weekend, she and her husband are going to the Iowa State Fair, which is a sayonara swan song for Senator Harkin. He invited her out. What are you going to Iowa for, to a picnic, unless you're running for the president? Come on.
Right.
Right?
Right. Well, we all know. We all know that she's running for president.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a matter of the specifics and the official announcements and all of that stuff.
All that stuff. Yeah.
And of course, she has. There is a point at which she has to. And if it's this weekend, you know, I can understand it. But there's a point at which she has to announce, or she would have had to announce, because they've got to begin the fundraising, and it's got to put the other candidates, the potentials, on notice that either back off. Or run a foolish, you know, campaign that
off the, on it or off it, the pot.
Yeah, but if she doesn't do that, she's putting them all in a tough spot.
Right.
Although I don't see any other Democrat at this point really have, you know, Biden. Come on. And Elizabeth Warren is a very interesting figure, but she's got a way to go yet. And
she's an opportunist.
She leaves
me I said, let's pause for a minute. We'll talk about her for a moment afterwards. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value In treats me like family, with free internet so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club, so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvaluein.com and discover the best value on the road.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-689-4242 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. 1-800-689-4242. Again, that's 1-800-689-4242.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the story of Elizabeth Warren, who's number 7 on the list with other politicians who have aspirations on the people's side. She's a senator of Massachusetts, came from nowhere. I don't know if you even knew who she was before she ran, Michael. You and I both live in Massachusetts most of the
year. Not really. I had not known much about her.
She is a complete opposite. She is the biggest phony.
Really?
I think she's an unbelievably opportunistic person who is, and maybe that's what you, to go back to what you said a few minutes ago, maybe these people need psychological exams before they run for these offices. I find her to be about as obnoxious as anybody that's come along. We've got a lot of obnoxious politicians in Massachusetts. I think she's the most obnoxious.
You think she's a hypocrite?
Ah, to the nth degree. Starting with somebody, one of the talk radio hosts in Boston calls her Chief Shouting Loud or something like that, because you know she supposedly has Indian background. She didn't got any more Indian background than you and I do.
Well, that bothered me when she said that she had Indian heritage, Indian genes, and when they took her to task on it, she could not prove it.
Right, of course she could. It's like Obama, where was I born? All right, we'll continue in a matter of moments. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Roundup, the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Continuing on now in the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly event featuring Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the things that go with the news talk radio biz, and some of the things that would not be necessarily considered all news talk. I was looking for fun things, and because last week we were very, very serious and very heavy. It was sort of a cooler, calmer week in a manner of speaking. I mean, when you look at the ISIS beheading and the Ferguson thing, maybe people say, what are you talking about? But we had a lot of hot stuff last week. When something like the ALS challenge comes along, that ice bucket challenge, people want to talk about it because it's refreshing, if you'll pardon the pun. It's something that people can feel good about, Michael. It's more of the sort of thing that I wish we could talk about more, or would talk about more in the mainstream. This challenge, the donations, and the fact that this is such a good organization. That's one of the reasons that I did it, frankly, because I found.
How can people see you're getting doused with a liquid that is not quite water?
Here's what Michael and I are talking about. You can go to DougSteffen.com in the video of the day box. You can see it also at Talkers.com, a portion of it. What really happened when somebody came to me and challenged me on Tuesday, I thought, okay, I'm not going to do this the regular way. I have 100 dairy cows, and I'm producing 400, 500 gallons of milk a day. I'll take a bucket full of milk, and that's what I'll do to get people's attention. So during the Good Day program on Wednesday, it was a beautiful morning, and just after the 7:30 news break, I hooked up a microphone with a long cord, and I went outside in front of my farmhouse where my studio is, and I explained while I was walking what I was doing. In the background, there are about 24, 25 cows that come. The pasture is right behind. That's what Michael's chuckling about. The pasture is right behind my lawn and right in front of the house, in essence. So the cows saw us out there, and they are very curious beings. So they all run to the fence to see what the heck is going on. And you can see this in the video. They're hanging around out there, and I made mention of it. So there's a five-gallon bucket of milk there. My farm manager, Joe Dignan's holding the microphone for me. And so that's really the context of this. I explain why I'm doing it, and then challenge Don Imus and Bill Bennett and Mancow and my friend Uri Geller to do the same thing. Well, I wasn't expecting to hear back from any of the radio guys. And Uri said that he thought there were too many things going on, that people had buckets dropped on their heads, so he thought it was dangerous. But the point is that not only that day they got the largest number of contributions that they'd gotten since this thing started, up to about $40 million now, and it is an astonishingly well-run organization. I had the woman that runs the association on the program with me after I did the challenge. And as people examine, because I don't like charities most of the time because they're bloated with people who are so full of themselves and so much baloney, that I really wanted to be convinced, and I was, that all this money is going to go to the research, the development, the treatment, and the care of people who have Lou Gehrig's disease. So, anyway, that's the story.
Now, let me do an investigation here. Yes. I have to investigate this. Yes, I'm a journalist.
Yes, right.
Did you have ice in that bucket, or was it warm milk?
No, it was 32, it was about 33 degrees.
Okay.
The milk was 33 degrees. It was 5 gallons of it, and I picked up the bucket and dumped it on me, and it was cold.
Yeah. Did you see the video that's flying around of George W. Bush getting
I did,
it?
Yeah, with Mrs. Yeah, I thought that was very cool. Very clever.
He said he wasn't going to do it because it's not presidential.
No, well, but then he challenged Bill Clinton, which I thought was cool, and that's why they're number 9 this week on the people list, because the two of them. It'd be interesting to see if Clinton does do it. He won't do it the same way with his wife throwing the bucket on him. Maybe she might throw it at him, but not on him. Anyway, so that's the story of the number 8 issue this week, the Ice Bucket Challenge. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along now, second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio, the top topics, if you will. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talkers headline feature this week focuses on Ferguson, Missouri, and what happened there, because there were people doing talk radio programs, Michael, who actually made news. Dana Loesch, who is a new member of the same staff that I'm on in my originating network, which is Radio America, she's getting quite a bit of attention for the new stations that she's attracting, her style, et cetera, et cetera. So will you give us the background of what happened and the impact that had on the rest of the media, the news media specifically, what she found out, the caller who said, I guess this person said they knew her show originates in St. Louis, I think, on the FM talker there. So didn't she get a call from somebody who was a friend of Michael Brown's?
She had, I don't know all the details beyond the fact that she got a call from somebody who had a real inside view of this, either somebody who was a friend of Michael Brown, or she also spoke to somebody in law enforcement. And she had quite a coup. She got a lot of good national attention for it.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
The big radio station in St. Louis, the other station, KMOX, had two of their big personalities, Mark Reardon and Charlie Brennan, broadcast from a table in the middle of a parking lot, in the middle of all of the hubbub that was going on, had a lot of local residents on. And a fellow from SiriusXM, who we know, David Webb, was there. He's an African-American conservative, and he spoke with a number of African-American business people in Ferguson about their perspective on this.
And what did they say?
Obviously, there's a lot of different points of view that this topic has stirred up.
Yeah.
There are people who believe that, you know, we're becoming a police militarized police state, and that there's a war against African-American men in this country, and that race relations are terrible. And then there's other people who feel that these people play the race card, and crime and violence has no excuse, and that we don't give the police enough support. Those are the two, you know, poles, and then there's a whole bunch of stuff in between, and then everybody is concerned about the First Amendment aspects of it. Some reporters have been arrested, harassed, detained. There's been less than forthcoming information about the news as to this. This is a real mix of topics and controversial points of view.
I think it's worth, especially given what you just said about the militarization, that's what sort of clicked in my mind. You know, the Pentagon, and tell me if I'm repeating all of the stuff that I told you last week, because I had this conversation four or five times on the air, and I don't remember all
of
the
venues. You did talk about it last week,
yeah.
And you presented some very good information about how the Pentagon is funneling weaponry to local police departments that really seems way beyond, in terms of their might, their power, their destructiveness, than is needed for police work.
Right.
In some places with small populations.
Well, that's what's fueling this anxiety. And then there are those who, again, you mentioned, well, the white versus black, white police, why are there more blacks? You know, it's back to the qualifications of who it is. How do you find good black officers? How do you find good white officers? And what a shame it is that we have to be thinking about this in terms of the color of a person's skin and or his or her attitude toward. I mean, clearly something is wrong in Ferguson. When you look at the investigations that have been done over the past 20 years into this police department, it has one infraction after another, after another, after another, based on basically stupidity on the part of the police handling these situations. I think 64-65% of the population of this town is black. So even if you don't have all black police officers or even representative sampling, you don't have a reputation as bad as that police department if you haven't stepped in it three or four times. You know, where's the old expression, where there's smoke, there's fire? They have a horrible reputation. And so this just fuels it. And the people in town are ticked off at them anyway. So you just give them an excuse. And then, by the way, most people, I think, know at this point who have been following this carefully that if you just pick one night, and I'll pick Tuesday night, all right? Tuesday night, 47 people were arrested who were not from Ferguson. And the night before, 23 were arrested who were not from Ferguson.
Right.
In other words, whether it's the likes of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton who rile people up and get folks from other parts of the country to come in and stir up the anxieties of people, most of the locals there seem to have not been really working on the negative side of this or
bad side. It's been a magnet for activists.
Yeah, right, exactly. So where's that being, and how much conversation about that is there, and is it fair? Are the news talk radio hosts and stations doing a better job than the news media in terms of dealing with these very sensitive issues?
They're doing a different job. They're doing a different job. They're presenting opinions based upon all of the opinions that exist in the background subjects of this.
Yeah.
In other words, you can talk about race relations, you could talk about police operations, you could talk about First Amendment rights, you could talk about the decline of journalism with opinions without knowing exactly what happened there, because we have a basic idea of what happened there. And sometimes people get angry for something that isn't specific to the issue, but something that's been building, and it becomes the straw that breaks the camel's back. So we have a lot of that. So talk radio is doing a great job of that, of furthering the conversation, the national conversation. But the news media has not done a very good job of digging in and demanding the specifics about what happened.
Yeah.
And that has been slow in coming. It's been in dribs and drabs. And that's a whole other issue. Reporting the news is different than commenting on the news.
Well, but sometimes people who are doing this for a living are going to make news without even maybe sometimes trying to, because they'll have somebody on, maybe a guest or maybe someone who calls. And I think that is part of when those of you who are reading Talkers every day, every week, going to the website talkers.com, you'll see a question asked about local news media and maybe specifically radio, because that's our chosen media, how they handle these sorts of things. Is Ferguson a good example of how local radios handle it? And what happens if something like this goes on in your town? I mean, if Ferguson can happen there, small town, a few thousand people live there, it could happen in your town. Is the news media in your town equipped to handle this? Are the emergency facilities, the fire, the police, whoever it is, are they prepared to handle all of this? And are you going to ask the right questions if you're running a news department in one of these towns of the people now? I mean, that's a, we always talk about the outshoots, the outgrowths of various conversations that you can have as a result of these events. That's a perfect way for a local station with a local host to handle it, I would think, anyway. If I were doing
we've been very involved in raising consciousness among radio broadcasters to be prepared for emergencies. Look at all the emergencies that we have had where radio is a first responder, and because radio is in the air, that's not online. It is online, but it's not only online. You can listen to a radio that has a battery in it in an emergency. We've had hurricanes. We've had tornadoes. We've had earthquakes. We've had tsunamis. We have had civil unrest. There has been one thing after another where life, property, limb have been in peril, and people need information. So basically, we've been part of a movement within the industry to encourage broadcast operations to be ready at any moment with a plan if this happens, if that happens, in this event, in that event, so that you don't have to start figuring it out once it happens, because eventually something's going to happen in your neighborhood that's going to require good old-fashioned over-the-air radio to be the only place people can go to get the information they need to get through it.
It works for those who are listening over 30. It doesn't work for those under 30. It just doesn't.
I believe people over 30 have a right to live, too, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a good point.
You bring up a whole other topic, and that to look at advertising and Madison Avenue and the way the ratings and the commercials and the whole culture of our country, one would think that anybody over 30, 35, 40, God forbid, you have no value anymore. You're not
right.
A real person.
Yeah, exactly. Except, winning elections now, there wouldn't be the president in the White House who's there if he had not, or his staff hadn't mastered how to use social media. So that's something that people really have to understand about the changing world here. All right, so in a moment when we continue and conclude our overview of the hot hits this week, I'm going to connect number 1, number 4, and number 7 on the countdown. Stand by for that here with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh farm. Just go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-689-4242 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. 1-800-689-4242. Again, that's 1-800-689-4242.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Let's wrap this up. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio. And the number seven item focuses on our border situation and immigration policy. Number four, Mr. Perry, who's the governor of Texas, being indicted for overplaying his part, as, if you will. And number one, the ISIS, these people, these monsters, they're not even people, they're not humans. But Perry, whose grandstanding, as we were talking earlier, was very clever in combining all of these elements by saying to those who are not doing anything, what you're doing is, when it comes to immigration, is risking the entire country because ISIS, he suggested, he didn't say he had proof, but he suggested strongly that there are already members of this group that are filtering into our country illegally, crossing the border in Mexico into the United States. It's so porous. So if you don't do something, and he's suggesting he's doing something about this immigration flaw, that it's like we're inviting the terrorists to come into our country and do who knows what. So what do you think of that? Is that clever, putting all those things together?
I think it certainly is connecting dots and could be, in fact, very true. Or it could be Rick Perry just basically making it up in his mind and
good talking. Copy. It's a good story. Yeah. It gets attention, right?
Yeah, you know that. Do you remember? At the beginning of the 9/11 era?
Yeah.
How there were all of these sleeping cells military and around America waiting to be ignited, and they're going to just attack. You know.
Nonsense. And as a matter of fact, I said this on the air too. I remember that. Remember the kid? I never remember his name. Who came in on the tube from Cuba? What was that little kid's name? Janet Reno was the.
I don't remember.
I don't remember his kid's name. But anyway, so as easy as it was during the Muriel boat lift or the surrounding fiasco or fiascos plural that took place when it came to getting into our country, if those people could float into Florida on a tube, a tire tube, for God's sakes, I mean, you don't have to be a genius to figure out that you can get in here any number of ways. Look at the billions of dollars of drugs that are shipped in boats. Yeah, there are Coast Guard people out looking for them, and maybe that's a little dramatic. But you and I both know you can get on a boat in the Bahamas, and you can just float into any place, into a dock in Palm Beach County, for God's sakes, or where you are up in Jupiter. You can float in any place.
Absolutely.
And disappear.
And they're not necessarily going to go to the trouble of going to Mexico and then breaking across the border illegally.
Right.
It's just, it's so So I don't know. I don't have enough information to know one way or the other. But I,
all
do
right,
know,
60,
I don't trust politicians of either party. I'm sorry. I just don't trust them.
No. All right. 60 seconds or less. You mentioned the term hubris before and arrogance. The NFL asking performers to pay them.
What a lovely world we live in.
My God, do those people have balsam. They really, all right, that's their job, right? Somebody will pay us.
Well, it's also
put them on.
Part of the way the music industry operates today.
Yeah.
It's happening all over. Yeah. You know, do you really believe that Taylor Swift is the most popular female vocalist in the country? Or, I mean, we're locked in this corporate plastic world right now.
It
has nothing to do with grassroots music.
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you, young musicians, people out there that are trying to get started, it is the hardest thing in the world to break through today if you're not part of the corporate select.
Yeah. All right, Michael Harrison with lots of observations, good conversation, lively efforts on our part. Hopefully you got it in discussing these things to bring your attention around to the top stories of the week, the charts for the week of August 18th to the 22nd here on our weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. One of the things, matter of fact, number 8 this week on the story chart list from Talkers Magazine, the issues that are in the top 10 that we go through every week. Number 8 this week is that famous ice bucket challenge that so many people have taken, including yours truly. I did on Wednesday on my Good Day program a bit, and it actually is something that you almost have to see if you want to see something that really hit the spirit of this thing, at least I think it did, in a different way, because as most people know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So I have a number of cows, about 240 or 50 cows on my farm, about 100 milkers, and we took 5 gallons of milk that had come out of the cows that morning, and it was down chilled to 34 degrees with ice in it, and I took the challenge not using water, but using milk. And the reason I use milk, other than the fact that I'm a dairy farmer, is because we have a lot of people listening to my program in California. I think we have 14 or 15 stations in California. And because of the drought there, I thought I would take the opportunity to do two or three things with a message. One of them is to support the ALS Association. People have donated an unprecedented amount of money to this organization this week. Matter of fact, I think I saw a number in excess of $40 million. And it happened on the day that I did this challenge, and I'm not sticking out my chest and saying, oh, this is wonderful and I'm a great guy, but it was coincidental that on the day that I did the ice milk challenge aimed at trying to get Uri Geller, who subsequently told me that he wouldn't do it because he thinks it's dangerous. That's okay. Some people have been hurt. A couple of firefighters got hurt badly in spraying some students at a Pennsylvania college. I think it was Pennsylvania. Their spray hit one of the electrical units, transformers on a telephone pole, and knocked them unconscious, and it may be that they had serious injuries. But anyway, the spirit of this was to do something that was fun and worthwhile, so I challenged Imus and Bill Bennett and Mancow to respond. So I'm happy to support the number 8 item. And if you want to watch and listen, we're going to play the audio now, and you can check out the video at DougStephan.com.
It's a beautiful day on the farm. Joe, are you going to pour this on me, or am I going to pour it on myself? Okay, so
if you want Joe to hold the microphone, you got to pour it yourself.
Well, Joe has to hold. Yeah, Joe's got to hold the microphone. Okay, so in the background, just so you, the people on the radio can't see this, but behind me, as I do this, are 25, 30 cows. So they'll be in the background. Meredith is doing the videography, and Meredith, you can show everybody the bucket of milk. We have a 5-gallon bucket of milk. My colleague Joe Dignan is right here. And he's going to hold the microphone, and I'm going to pour the mic. I'm going to pour the milk on it, all right?
That milk's cold.
So the milk is cold.
It's cold.
That's good. You like cold milk. Now, at least it'll taste good when I go. After this is all over.
That's why we hire professionals.
And we go through whatever it is that I go through.
We should.
The challenge is important because this is a very good organization. It's kind of cool that it started here in Massachusetts. I think one of the things that people ought to know, other than this is a great organization and you ought to support it, the challenge for those of us who live in parts of the country that's not really under drug watch is to focus on places like California. People say, why are we doing milk? Well, obviously, look behind me. You can see the cows. I have a dairy farm, so it seemed to make sense. But I also was thinking about people in California who don't have enough water. If you're going to do the challenge out there, let's use some milk. And in addition to me doing it, I challenge Bill Bennett, who is a colleague, does a morning syndicated program. Don Imus, also doing a morning syndicated radio program. Let's see, who else do we have? Mancow. Let's get Mancow to do this.
The girls are leaving.
Plus, my friend Uri Geller, I would challenge him to do this. All right, so here we go, because the cows are beginning to wander, and I don't want to turn into the sun. So, Joe, you're holding the microphone, right?
I'm holding the microphone.
Microphone, okay. So the idea here is for me to take this. Everybody's wondering how I'm going to do this. Can I get 5 gallons of milk and pour it on me? You got a good shot, Meredith? All right, I do this in the name of love. I do it in the name of fun. I do it in the name of success. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It tastes good. Go to Eastley Farm Milk. Go to EastleyFarm.com, DougStephan.com. This video will be. Look at that.
Yeah, take your clothes off out here. Don't go in the house like that. Not now. Not now. Let me turn on the video.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
at 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican,
Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.